Now, you've got your Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
It's about this time of year that we celebrate St. Patrick's Day throughout the Irish diaspora. And this, to me, is unusual. The Welsh living in other countries do not celebrate St. David's Day with giant plastic leeks, and the Scots don't celebrate St. Andrew's Day by hitting each other over the head with golf clubs. And I don't even think there's anything to do with St. Denis Day for the French. So why do we all celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Here's a thought. Maybe it's because the Irish were not really welcomed with open arms when they arrived in the U.S. In Canada, they kind of slid in. The English Canadians liked the fact that they could speak English, and the French Canadians liked the fact that they were Roman Catholics, so they were absorbed very quickly into our society. But in the States, they kind of had to stick together in little knots of places like Boston and New York, and that made them a real tight community, and I think that's why we all celebrate St. Patrick's Day, because it was their one day to really blow out. Well, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day here by bringing you music from all around the Celtic world. And we're going to start off with a group from Vermont, Pete's Posse. And here is The Bunny Tree. Thank you.
Filipikas paranam, ko te karečas i jam, pite kolje kalste. Četuru te hokle vam, Filipikas paranam, ko te karečas i jam, pite kolje kalste. Filipikas paranam, ko te karečas i jam, pite kolje kalste. Četuru te hokle vam, Filipikas paranam, ko te karečas i jam, pite kolje kalste.
Celtica and Fawn. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. The Paperboys are a local group. They've done very well for themselves. And a few years ago, they were asked to participate in a campaign to save the Hollywood Theater on West Broadway. And they put in this great song called City of Chains, which you'll hear. Now, right now, we are trying to save a similar standalone theater cinema in East Vancouver on East Broadway called the Rio Theater. So if you hear of this campaign, do support it. It's a great thing. Now here's City of Chains.
Hi there, this is Tom Landa from the Paperboys, and you're listening to the best in contemporary Celtic on Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Town, brick by brick, stone by stone, with new open spaces they push to the sky. Boxes on boxes we can't afford to buy. City of no color, city of constant change, city of money, city of chains. The skyline is cluttered with scaffolds and cranes. We lose another landmark for the capital game. The stage has gone dark in this old music hall. We come together to watch as the last curtain falls. City of indifference, city of rain, city of strangers, city of change. Thank you.
Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
The musical partnership between Alasdair Fraser, one of Scotland's premier fiddle ambassadors, and California cellist Natalie Hawes returns the cellist to its historical role in the rhythmic heart of Scottish dance music. Catch them at the St. James Hall on March 11th, a Rogue Folk Club presentation. Friday, March 16th, celebrate St. Patrick's with Celtic Fest Vancouver Cayley at the Scottish Cultural Centre, 8886 Hudson Street, with Blackthorn, the BC Regiment, Irish Pipes and Drums, Shot of Scotch Vancouver, and Dedannan Irish Dancers. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts bi-monthly. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. And do stay connected with us at our websites, World Beat Canada, where you find news, reviews, and interviews. And CalcaPyrite.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
You're tuned to
Kilt in a Twist,
the best in contemporary Celtic, to get you rocking and reeling.
And you want my body, all you got to do is call. Hang a solo.
More jigs, more reels, more.
With your host, Patricia Fraser.
Kilt in a Twist.
Get jiggy with it.
Hides the rising moon. Temple veins beat in your brain as you sit and watch the coming rain. Just how fast the day will turn. Rivers flow, forest burns, smoke across the mountain shore. It's getting darker now than you've seen before. It's getting darker now than you've seen before. Come here, river rain, washing you right out my mind. Lightning strikes, the robin flies. Silver rivers, silver skies. Watching through the broken screen. It's getting darker now than you've ever seen, and nothing else outside the door.
Giving the weather report, Columbia River rain, because here in Vancouver, around this time of year, it's the weather report, one day after another of rain. Before that, Alistair Fraser and Natalie Hawes, just a little taste of what you'll hear on March 11th. That was Calliope Meets Frank. Now here's Gaelic Storm. They're in a space race.
One, two, three.
Well, I wonder why it is that we have rascals, rogues, and losers. We've got roustabouts, rapscallions, and a bucket load of boozers. We've got balladeers and blowhards of all sorts. We've got poets, priests, and pirates. We have no astronauts. There was a space race. If there was, I think I missed it. From the Earth up to the Moon and back, doesn't that take the biscuit? Well, I wouldn't mind a little ride in zero gravity, as long as they could promise I'd be home in time for tea. I've got me two good legs. If I wanna take a trip, I got no use for a rocket ship. I might be staring at the stars, but I keep both feet on the ground. Both feet on the ground. I got both feet on the ground. There's a great big joy in vacuum up there in the sky. Ah, but where's the place to plug it in? I think it's all a lie. I've heard of Halley's Comet, and I'll tell you what I think. It's just a kind of chemical for cleaning out the sink. I got me two good legs if I wanna take a trip. I got no use for a rocket ship. I'll walk if you don't mind, it's how I always get around. I might be staring at the stars, but I keep both feet.
Athenry, there's not a launching pad in sight. We've got no mirrors or voyagers, but we turned out all right. I've got me two good legs if I wanna take a trip. I got no use for a rocket ship. I'll walk if you don't mind, it's how I always get around. I might be staring at the stars, but I keep both feet on the ground. I keep my both feet on the ground.
Wow, who doesn't want an astronaut in their crew? That was Gaelic Storm and Space Race. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Stick around, we have more great Celtic. In fact, Foufle are going to introduce us to another saint in a moment, Saint Martin. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you.
Let's do this BX style.
A little music for her homies. She was raised in the Bronx, though she is an Irish immigrant, and that was BX style. Before that, Fou Follet and À Saint-Martin. Now here's Blackthorn. You can see them on March 16th at the Scottish Cultural Centre. This is Country Life from their album Open Skies.
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their layland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In spring we sow at the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. But of all the times to choose, I may trembling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their leyland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay. We sing and we dance and we drink a lot. We spend all night in sport and play, then go rambling in the new mown hay. For I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their leyland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, in the new mown hay.
In autumn when the oak leaves turn, we gather all the wood that's fit to burn. We cut down, stash and store away, then go rambling in the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon the leyland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In winter when the skies are grey, we hedge and we ditch our times away, but when the summer sun shines so gay, we go ramble in the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their leyland, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
Space. Not necessarily the final frontier, but certainly the name of that tune by the Lead Farmers. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and we have more great Celtic coming up. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Kilt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a pause for reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is The Town by Ten Strings and a Goatskin. But first, this thought to ponder from William Faulkner. If all the businesses in town are run like country businesses, you are going to have a country town.
Time doesn't move in this quaint little town, except when cold moves in and the leaves they come down. You once lived for your neighbor, this town it was strong. You once lived for your neighbor, now the neighbors are gone. You can still smell the salt spray from the water below. See the iron-ridden soil on a written off-road. The fall comes the sound of the farm auctioneer, and the kids will be running away for the year. My small town, men and women break the back as they're pulling the plow, and the bills on the table are put off for now. Saying to the fishers, no, that's the cast out, 'cause the jobs all go west when the harvest goes south. Still smell the salt spray from the water below. See the iron-ridden soil on a written off-road. With the fall comes the sound of the farm auctioneer, and the kids will be running away for the year. Goodbye, small town. Search far and wide for a pay that's half fair. So now you're driving 3 hours with bus tables out there. You still smell the salt spray from the water below, and see a broken down house on that written off road. Sound of the farm auctioneer, and the silence of playgrounds, 'cause the kids just stayed here, where the people of the land once reaped what was sown. And now the big yearly harvest won't pay off that loan. Empty lots at the general store. Now the grandparents don't see the kids much anymore. I'll pack up my boxes and slip out the door. I don't reckon I'll see this small town much anymore. Could my small town
Bonjour, this is Ten Strings and a Goatskin.
You're listening to Canada's Contemporary Celtic Radio Hour.
Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
It's an intriguing thought to think that somewhere, maybe, there's a Russian listening to this program on their radio. It could happen. If it does, I hope you'll let us know through one of our websites, because that would be so cool. Thanks so much for listening today to Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat. Now, the song we're going to go out on, it's by a very interesting group. We certainly spread our net wide here at Celt in a Twist. The group is called Nordic Rugga. They are a Swedish folk group with an Indian Carnatic violin player. It all reads very Celtic, and this is called Balkan Waltz. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser. Thank you.
copyright communications.